Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The state of Florida bracing for a direct hit from Hurricane Irma. Storm swept over the Caribbean, leaving death and destruction behind. A story now from VOA's Laritza Hoch.
About 1 million people were left without power in Puerto Rico, although the island was not directly hit. If the center of the storm passes through Florida, the consequences could be catastrophic. President Trump's estate Mar-a-Lago and his other Florida properties are on Irma's projected path. He told reporters Thursday Florida is as prepared as can be.
Again, the governor is working very hard. FEMA, the Coast Guard, all of our people are very well prepared.
Florida Governor Rick Scott has ordered mandatory evacuation for residents of the Florida Keys and southeastern coastal areas, but warned others against being complacent.
This is serious, and we cannot take chances. It is life-threatening. This is not a storm you can sit and wait through.
Roads in Florida are getting congested as people head out, and there are long lines at stores and gas stations. Laritza Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
During a press conference at the White House, President Trump was asked if it is inevitable military action will take place against North Korea.
Military action would certainly be an option. Is it inevitable? Nothing's inevitable. It would be great if something else could be worked out. We would have to look at all of the details, all of the facts.
Senior Trump administration official expressed concern North Korea will continue to pursue its missile and nuclear programs. At least 3 people are dead following a massive earthquake in southern Mexico that toppled houses in Chiapas State. It also triggered a small tsunami and was felt as far away as Mexico City and Guatemala City. This is VOA News. 2 Turkish-American men involved in a brawl at the Turkish embassy here in Washington earlier this year have pleaded not guilty to assault charges. 18 people, many of whom were members of the Turkish ambassador's security detail, were indicted for allegedly attacking protesters outside the ambassador's residence. That happened May 16th. All U.S. and 18 were charged with a conspiracy to commit a crime of violence, a felony punishable by a maximum of 15 years in prison. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis met with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah al-Sabah al-Sabah, at the Pentagon. During a briefing that was open to the media, Mattis said that he and the Emir are committed to working together against extremism and to continue to strengthen the bond between the two countries.
Kuwait has stepped forward in its usual way, but this has been an exceedingly difficult mission for the Emir, and we're grateful for his leadership. And I look forward to discussing how we can further advance our country's military relationship in the coming months and years, and in particular exploring ways to increase Kuwait's involvement in the Defeat ISIS campaign.
Today, Kuwait hosts some 13,500 American troops, many at a camp south of Kuwait City, which also is home to the forward command of the U.S. Army Central. A U.S. federal appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's view of who is allowed into the United States under the president's travel ban. VOA's Mary Mata has details.
The court said grandparents, cousins, and other close relations of people in the U.S. should not be prevented from coming to the country. The unanimous ruling from 3 judges on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals also said refugees accepted by a resettlement agency should not be banned. The decision upheld a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii who found the administration's view too strict. The U.S. Supreme Court said in June that President Donald Trump's 90-day ban on visitors from 6 Muslim-majority nations can be enforced pending arguments scheduled for October. But the justices said it should not apply to visitors who have a bona fide relationship with people or organizations in the U.S. Mary Mata, VOA News, Washington.
In a speech before thousands crowding into Colombia's capital, Bogota, Pope Francis said young people represented hope for reconciliation in that country, which has been ravaged by 5 decades of guerrilla fighting and divided by the anger some Colombians have over the government's peace deal last November with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia.
That's the latest world news from VOA.